Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
How are you, friend?
Doing all right. You know what? I was fucking with you there. I was putting on a brave face.
Right.
There's something the matter.
Wait a minute. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is this going to be another recurrence of your classic segment, Something Stuck in My Craw with Jordan Morris?
No, it's not a cultural thing.
Okay.
But I'll try and come up with one if people want to hear me go off on one of my classic jags. I was calling them rants for a while, and then me and Dennis Miller got in the thing, and so I have to call it a jag now.
Can I give you a suggestion?
Hmm.
People who have watched every episode of Westworld and want to tell you how much they don't like Westworld.
Yeah, yeah. You could, you know, it's not right. Are you teaching a college class on Westworld where you have to discuss it?
Yeah.
Yes. Feel free to stop watching Westworld. I don't get that either. Anyway, I'm enjoying Westworld.
That's great.
No, you know, I got a little bit of a headache.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving over here, and I'm like, oh, what's this headache about? What's this headache about? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I didn't have any coffee today, which is the first time in, I would say, a year that I haven't had a cup of coffee. It wasn't a conscious thing. It just kind of didn't happen. I guess I'm coffee guy now.
Yeah.
I guess I'm fucking coffee guy, and I'm going to feel weird and headachey if I don't have it.
But you are not coffee guy. You went through a period where you were genuinely coffee guy, where you smelled like coffee.
Sure, yeah.
And just like
I ground,
there was just like brown sweat coming out of your forehead.
Yeah,
like, it wasn't a long period, maybe like 6 months.
Yeah, I had a pocket full of beans that I was always grabbing. No, you know, it's a weird adjustment. I think when I first started becoming coffee guy, I got too into it. Like, you know, like someone who discovers religion late in life.
Right.
Yeah, I was a little too enthusiastic and I was drinking coffee and I think I was also in a weird period in my life, and I think the coffee was making my ups and downs more. I didn't realize what it did to me.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, oh, why am I having these feelings one way or the other? Like, where are these coming from? Like, oh, it's because you're also shoving coffee in your face, and that legitimately affects your mood and emotion. So, yeah, I didn't have any, and I guess I'm just having – I'm having to figure out how much is too much and how much is just enough to where I don't get my little headache.
Where are you at now?
I have had zero today.
That seems like too few.
Yes, I know. I got to have some. I should have some. Although it's late in the evening. God, what an interesting conversation. It's late in the evening, so I probably can't have any when I leave, or else I'm not going to get a go night-night.
Jordan, I'm just trying to look out for you, buddy.
Gotta go night-night.
What if you just got your binky?
Yeah, the binky would help. But if I'm all ganked up,
yeah,
how am I going to have my binky?
Yeah, if you're ganked up, you can't have your binky.
Too ganked up for my binky.
Well, maybe our guest has some ideas.
Let's hope so.
She's a stand-up comedian.
Hopefully she has a little baggie of Cheerios for me.
Television television comedy writer, beloved charmer.
Aw, what?
Janine Brito.
Hi. Hi,
Janine Brito. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
What's your...
Jordan's got a little bit of a headache.
What's your relationship to coffee?
Right? I come from an ancient line of coffee kings and queens. So my dad is Cuban.
Okay.
And he drank coffee his whole life. His bedtime drink was a café con leche.
Oh, boy.
And it didn't affect his sleep.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just consciously, they always gave me Cuban coffee, which is just pure espresso brewed with sugar. It's
oh,
the
boy.
Sweet tea of espresso.
Oh, boy. I don't think I've ever had this before. Is there somewhere to get this locally?
Oh, I don't. I haven't found any local places.
They make that for you, Café Tropical?
I bet they would do that.
I
yeah.
And then I'm sure Porto is probably.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Porto's. It. The famous Cuban bakery of Glendale.
Anyway, so you.
So, yeah, I.
So you've had this stuff as long as you can remember.
Yes.
Well, can I ask a quick question?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anywhere that you could get it in the Grove?
You know, something funny I've heard about the Grove.
Local LA, outdoor shopping mall.
Outdoor shopping mall that is mentioned on all podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a man from,
Nantucket?
From Nantucket. And if you've heard the rumor, it's absolutely true. This man sucked his own cock and I watched. It was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Someone told a man from a region of China who had immigrated here was telling me that the only place he can find food that is authentic to his region of China is in the Grove.
What?
He's like, I've looked everywhere for it. Nobody fucking does it. There's a guy in the Grove who will make...
At Crate and Barrel?
Yes.
There's just a little hot plate in the back. And,
listen, you have to go install three at the the dressing rooms at Forever 21. You knock three times, someone will throw a banana leaf over. It's filled with chicken.
There are soup dumplings at... The Glendale, not the Glendale,
The Americana.
The Americana.
I've heard about these dumplings.
That's the Grove's slightly more suburban counterpart.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm surprised to hear that. Maybe his regional specialty was sugared pretzels.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's from the Wetzel region of China, the Wetzel provinces.
He's like, everywhere else is... Auntie Anne's.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I gotta get that.
Gotta get a Wetzel.
But Ginny, do you have the same coffee relationship that your father had?
Yeah, I can drink it whenever. There was two times in my life I can remember I couldn't have coffee. One was when I first moved here. Mm. I whitened my teeth. I was like, all right, let's do it. And while I was using the whitener, I couldn't have any. And I sunk into such a deep depression that people were like, what's happening? Are you okay? And then I offhandedly mentioned that I hadn't had coffee in a week. And someone was like, oh, yeah, that's it. Which I didn't realize it had that big of an effect.
Yeah, sure.
It was crazy. And then the other time, when I was living in San Francisco, I got sick, couldn't have it for a week. And I worked at an art college. And my first sip I had in the middle of the cafeteria.
Hold on. What art college did you work for? Tell me it was in... Oh.
California College of the Arts.
God damn it. I was hoping it would be Expressions.
What? Is that like the Barbizon School of Modeling of Art School? Expressions
in Emeryville. I did a television commercial for them when I was living in San Francisco.
It seems like there would be Expressions and then just Expressions, which would be a weird strip club.
So do you still have the same compulsive relationship with what I call the brown stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Brown crack. That's what I call it. It's like crack on steroids.
Yeah, I would say I am the downtown Julie Brown of coffee, of brown stuff.
So when you drink it, do you chugga, chugga, chugga? Oh, God, this sucks.
Yeah, no, I need it. At one point, I was up to 6 cups a day.
Oh, my
when
gosh.
When I worked in marketing.
It was
a combination of wanting coffee and wanting an excuse to get away from my desk.
And wanting to die.
Oh, for sure. Being like, maybe my heart will go fast enough to shoot out of my chest and end this nightmare. But yeah, now I'm like 1 or 2 cups a day. It's
nice.
Manageable.
That sounds fine.
Yeah.
I've heard that the world of marketing is particularly hard drinking, alcohol-wise. Did you find that to be true?
Yes, but okay. I would never drink with my coworkers.
That's probably a good policy.
I was like, get the hell away from me.
Sure.
But I would definitely go out with friends.
What were you selling, Janine?
It was the most boring. I wasn't selling. I was doing market research for, this is going to be the most, talks they do, employment verification and unemployment claims management.
Mm-hmm.
They were just bought out by Experian.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, is it Experian or Experian, the strip club?
If only.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did employment verification for strippers.
Oh, yeah.
If I could remember what a good credit score was, I could have made a joke about credit scores there, but I literally know so little about credit scores, I cannot tell you what is good and bad.
Between a 750 and 850 is excellent. Between, like, 6 to 725 is average.
And well, anyway.
Anything below that is.
This chick's jugs were, like, at least an 830.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's on the topic of erotic entertainment.
Yeah.
Guys, is this a path you're comfortable going down?
Yes.
Two things. There is a strip club billboard that I pass sometimes when I have to drive a sneaky way to work.
Oh.
It's not only
a sneaky way is in you stop in before you head to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, let me just get a little
work. Right, yeah. Like, I mean, and the what gals are you... who are there at 6:30 a.m. are, they're beautiful, attentive.
Why are you driving a sneaky way to work? To avoid a bail bondsman?
Right, yeah, yeah. So the wife doesn't see me. Mm-hmm. She doesn't think I go to work. I told my wife I'm a man of leisure.
Is that why you're always wearing that suit?
Yeah, right, exactly. Right, this leisure suit. I like my hero leisure suit, Larry. just if there's like construction or something on my usual route, or if there's little traffic, I'll like drive through a neighborhood. Not important to the story. And the name of the strip club is something like Expressions or Exotic or something like that. And it has a couple of exclamations on the billboard. One is biggest club in town, and then in a bubble that is like a spilled puddle of liquid, it says, "It's the wet spot."
Oh.
What?
It's the wet spot.
What?
Oh, God.
In a pool of a liquid.
What?
I'm wondering what they mean this to be. Is it male liquid or is it female liquid?
I mean, it could be like engine coolant.
It could be engine coolant, yeah.
It could just be a place for drippy manifolds.
Could be Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah. Do they also do radiator work?
The wet spot. The stage is a waterbed.
Oh,
just,
right.
Their
yeah,
stilettos
yeah.
puncture.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
Just, it's a mess.
Yeah. They got to just bring in a new waterbed for every dancer that goes up there.
Yeah.
We're doing 40 waterbeds a night, but we got our thing. Anyway, that's gross.
That's so gross.
Is it supposed to be the strippers?
I don't know who is making the wet spot. Is it the men?
Self-lubricated through their own, they're really into themselves?
Yeah, or is it just like the guys just come and then sit in their wet cummy pants? Ooh, don't you want to sit amongst cum guys? Like, what? Like, that side of the equation.
People often say that's what being on this podcast is like, sitting amongst cum guys.
It's like a drum circle, but it's a cum circle.
Expressions always have the wettest cum guy.
Right. So for what that conjures
the
up.
The biggest tits. The wettest cum
the
guy.
Wettest
oh,
cum
God.
The, what that conjures up is...
Wait, you would think
yeah.
This is so bad. You
no,
would
no,
think
no.
Doing that day in and day out would get really cum drum.
I like that you like raised your hand first, said, "Wait,
worth it, worth it."
Oh man,
what that conjures up is right is ejaculating into your pants,
right,
and then having to. I mean, listen, this isn't something I do frequently, but it's happened. I've...
As an adult?
Okay. Oh, boy. How to explain this with some dignity?
Listen, Jordan drinks great coffee.
I drink great coffee.
Great coffee.
Sometimes I go to Blue Bottle, and there's a guy pours it over... No, it's a pour-over coffee. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes...
we're looking at you like...
You forced me to talk about this!
Where are you going
to
go?
Sometimes you... once in a while, mm-hmm. I will decide that it's...
Oh, it's a choice!
I will decide to have some...
Jordan, yes. Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. Would you like us to cancel the podcast?
Yeah, podcast over.
Brian doesn't need
all
the
other
money anymore.
Podcasts. Yeah.
He's got a union writing job. He doesn't need the money from Jordan Jesse Go.
Sometimes,
yeah,
you know, when I'm home alone, mm-hmm. and
you're making traps,
I'm making traps, you will decide that it's time to have some private time,
right?
And I'm glad I'm not being gross now.
Yeah,
for the and
to engage in the onanistic art,
sure, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you will not have. materials around. Like, you won't have cleanup materials.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm living life. Yeah. You know, I'm not – the mood strikes you. It's time to –
You don't want
to
block that chakra.
You don't want to block the chakra. Yeah. Exactly.
Don't block the chakra.
No.
If I get blocked up, then I'm going to have all sorts of issues.
Right.
And so you do your business, and the tidiest thing to do is to just is to do it in your pants, like you're like you have underwear on. You're not nude, and then you're like, okay, well, I'll clean up from here.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
And again, not a regular practice, but it's happened.
And then you hit the showers.
And then you hit the shower, exactly. Or you go into your big meeting.
Down at the Y.
Yeah, you go to your meeting at the Y. And then you clean up from
both
there.
Both the showers and the meeting are at the Y. But I mean, that's why it's so much easier to take a shower at the Y, because then you can just go right to your meeting.
Straight there.
Oh, boy, I'm going to get fired from my job at the Y, aren't I, after this story? And that is so uncomfortable. Like, the aftermath of that is so disgusting feeling. It's like, yeah. And when I drive by the wet spot billboard, I'm like, oh, you want to make me feel like that?
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you, billboard.
Yes. I can understand that completely.
Sure.
That's terrifying.
It's like getting sand in your shoe.
What do you teach down at the Y? Is it
conduct?
Nine to 10, yoga.
Yeah.
10 to 11, onanism.
Right. Places to blast in a pinch.
Shock.
Gross. Anyway, that's erotic entertainment issue one that I've been having.
Okay.
Is there a list?
There's a list.
There's one more.
Okay. All right.
There's one more.
I'm
Are you guys
ready.
Okay? Is this too?
Yes.
Can we switch? Do you want to talk about the Lord? Okay.
Did you come on him?
He wishes. What does that mean? Hard to say.
It would be lucky for him.
So something else I will drive by periodically is the
Probably no one will come on the Lord. Because he asks for it, but then they think it's like he's like
well,
asking for
Lord's
it.
Well, the Lord's always like, eat my body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty erotic.
That is, yeah. There's an undercurrent there.
Yeah.
The son of the Lord, people who are trying to tweet us to correct our
biblical pedants.
Yeah.
I will periodically drive by the Tiki Theater, which is a like old school. It's on Santa Monica Boulevard.
It's where Fred Willard was arrested.
It's where Fred Willard got ganked like 2 years ago. Practicing the onanistic arts. It's like a porno theater. It's like a theater. Like you sit in a seat and you watch a pornographic movie.
That's quaint to me.
Ain't it?
It's not in like a booth.
No, it's just
it's a theater.
Like a theater.
It's a community.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's always been there. And whenever I will drive by that thing, I'll think, well, this can't have much longer. Like, what is there a more antiquated business?
Yeah, well, with the community element. I mean, sort of like LiveJournal or something.
I feel like there's always going to be a population that will seek that experience out. Like, there's convenience, but I want to be in a plush seat.
Sure. The other thing is,
I want my Raisinets. Yeah. I love the smell of the popcorn.
I got
a lot
cup
of
holder.
These places.
You got to have a cup holder.
A lot of these places, your rep movie houses, your video stores, they're going nonprofit. So that may have been.
So
you can apply for grants and government support.
I will say I was driving by the Tiki Theater about 2 weeks ago. They have a new sign. They have a nice new sign. They are apparently not only not broke, but they're doing so well,
doing
they can
well.
Make improvements.
What's their slogan? Still a business?
Yeah, it's one of these. That's the so I don't know. Maybe, I mean, right. And I think you were onto something in that, like, yeah, there is the community aspect to it. But also, maybe the hipster community, the I brew my own beer guys, want to, you know, a quaint retro porno experience.
It's not the same without the film grain. I think the
has
that little bit of grain, you know, a little bit of dust in the projector.
Mm-hmm. And maybe, and you and I was when I was driving by this, I was thinking about there was a print ad campaign for Canada Club whiskey a while ago that I would see in magazines a lot, and it would be like, just like Dad used to drink, and, you know, to have all these, like, Don Draper type
so
guys.
Sad.
I know. Before he got mad.
You remember your alcoholic father and how he never spent time with you?
Be like him.
Yeah.
Aspire to that. Maybe there is a certain element of, like, oh, I want to enjoy porn like Dad did, you know, in a theater. Sorry. Anyway, they've got a new sign. Good for them, right?
I think that's great.
I want there now to be a female equivalent that's like porn, just like a mama used to make, like an Italian, hey! Like, hey! Sorry.
You're so skinny. You're not watching enough of porn.
You got to put in a teaspoon of sugar.
Yeah, right.
Give it a full of flavor. It's Martin Scorsese's
But I
ragu.
I feel like Fred Willard handled that with a lot of class.
I asked Fred Willard about that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I asked him when he was on Bullseye. And, you know, on Bullseye, because it's not, you know, it's not a news show, usually if I'm going to ask somebody something like that, I'll tell them, you know, this is a pre-recorded show. I'm going to ask something personal. If it's something you'd rather not answer, just tell me and that's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I said that. I asked him that. It's the only time anyone has ever asked me not to play an answer. But it was sort of a bummer because what he said was, you know, he said, you know, I'd rather not use this. And then he gave he continued and gave what I thought was a totally reasonable explanation for the situation. I mean, it was, you know, I don't remember exactly what it was, but, you know, it wasn't like I was looking for the subway and I went in the wrong door. Not that kind of reasonable explanation, but like a people are people type explanation. I was so bummed I couldn't play it on the air. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's a great answer to that question. Just like, let's just play that. But I didn't want to. You know,
push
it.
Yeah, you wanted to respect the boundary.
It's fucking Fred Willard.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever he wants me to do.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
He just wants you to scrap the whole interview and put on a Gilbert and Sullivan record?
Yeah.
You're going to do it.
Yeah.
And I never, with that whole thing, I don't understand what the issue is. Everyone who goes to those places, they're all adults.
Sure.
Some of them.
Everyone knows what the deal is, I assume.
Some of them aren't there to jerk it. Some of them are cineasts.
What is that?
Cinema enthusiast. Oh.
The way you said it makes it sound like a fetish.
Yeah, I was like, see an ass. I was kind of.
Yeah. Anyway, to change the subject away from fluids.
Yeah.
Excretions.
Yeah.
Do you have any fun stories about your moving adventure?
No, other than just have too much stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned before we went in there that your reaction, like I moved a few times. My wife and I moved together a few times. And the last time I was so stressed out that we decided we're going to hire the movers to pack and move. We were like literally moving next door, but we're like, we're going to have them do the thing where they pack it and then they bring it and the whole nine yards and not unpack it. We didn't have them unpack it. But it cost like an extra $650 or something like that. I don't remember.
And for them to pack as well as move?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, when they did it, when I was just sitting there reading a book while they packed my shit the day that they were going to move it. So it wasn't like months and months of moving beforehand. Mm-hmm. It was the greatest feeling, like the most, because moving makes me so crazy, like so intensely insane and stressed out. And these nice men were doing it for me. It was like, I felt like I would sell a kidney to just have this forever. Like if they were like, instead of saying $600, they said, we're going to need one of your two kidneys. I'd be like, well, I got another kidney.
Sure.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
And my feeling about it is I'm like so protective of my stuff and I'm so into my stuff. But you were saying that your reaction to moving is that you just want to basically make a bonfire.
Burn it. Yeah. Well, that's the first reaction. But then I'm always like, well, and then, but I got this thing. And then I remember all the things I have sentimental attachment to. And I'm like, well, let's just take it all. including the empty tissue box. It, like, swings the other direction. Like, I was finding magazines. When I was unpacking, I was finding magazines and things that I've never read and are just garbage pieces of material. Like, you know, it's not a book.
Sure.
And I was like, why did I go through the effort of putting this into a box and schlepping it across town?
It makes sense with the tissue boxes because those make good slippers.
That's true. Right. If you're Howard Hughes.
Yeah.
How is your cat adjusting?
He's doing well.
Okay.
I was worried.
Because that's stressful
for
them.
Yeah, yeah. I think he just cares if I'm there.
Okay.
I'm his person. He's very attached to me. And okay. He's like, are you going to come along? All right, then I'm fine. Yeah.
You're cool with this new place, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was going to say, this is the cat. I was being your cat. I should have done a voice.
You should have.
Can we take that again?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be your character.
Jordan's just taking
I'm interested to see what your voice for my cat's going to be.
I don't
see
know
how
you.
Close
well, okay, well,
it matches up.
Let's do this. Okay. I've never seen your cat. Can I have a description of him so I can pick a voice? He's a male. I know that.
He is a male. His name is Popo. His full name is Professor Popo Meowington.
Oh, boy.
Here's a photo. He's my screen saver.
Oh, a little mustache.
He's got a little dapper.
Oh, press
up.
The button again so I can see this cat. Oh, what
That's
a cutie.
He's got a little.
He looks what a cutie.
Kind of stern.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I can. Okay, here.
Okay. All right.
Janine, you like this new place, right?
Yours is far cuter than mine.
What does the voice you do?
Oh, this is terrible. In my mind, he sounds a little like Ren from Ren and Stimpy. And he's a huge misogynist.
Oh, boy.
He's like, you feed me, you bitch. Yes, that's your job. Like, it's very problematic.
Yeah.
But it makes me laugh so much imagining my cat puts me down all the time. I don't know what that says about me.
An owner's place is in the home.
But he's very sweet.
Yeah.
His personality's nothing like that.
Jesse, do the dogs have voices?
I mean, not exactly. The issue, I think, with a dog, relatively speaking, and especially my dogs, is that they have actual literal voices that they use very freely.
You have some yip-yappers?
Jesus Christ, shut up, my dogs. I love my dogs so much, but Jesus fucking Christ, what a nightmare their barking is. Just a nightmare that I'm going to live in for the next 10 years. Yeah, I mean, I think I talk to my dog's eyes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
My dogs have very soulful eyes. And so, like, they give
it's
me.
Like Michael Shannon.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if you know this, but you know, Boardwalk Empire got canceled?
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Shannon's been living at my place as a dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I bet he's great.
I got him a nice kennel and everything.
Yeah.
We're crate training him. The thing is if you train them, they actually like the crate better than being out of the crate.
Yeah.
So it's not really a punishment or anything.
They den naturally in the wild.
I feed him in the crate.
Mm-hmm.
He does all his acting in the crate.
Oh, like film crews come over and film him?
Yeah, I mean, to the extent that he's still booking stuff. He has to audition on video.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You can control the light better that way.
That's right.
Crate.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He's still making strong choices.
Right. Bringing a lot of intensity.
He does always wear
on the carpet.
The little ears I got him, though.
That sounds cute.
Yeah.
The choice is mainly a lot of licking his own dick in the crate. That's the main.
But that's not new.
Yeah.
I mean, if you talk to Scorsese, he'll tell you on the set of Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Shannon.
You're like, oh, yeah, Michael Dick Lick Shannon?
That's
the guy.
One. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if anybody has seen Take Shelter, but he's really amazing in that. It's a really kind of harrowing kind of tale of mental illness and kind of a family crumbling. And, you know, you really like, it's really just so striking how a man who is going through that much can find that much time to lick his own dick. I really, really just recommend that. So just you'll be just blown away by the, you know, how powerful it is and how intense, but also
the
just
dick?
How long he goes to town on it.
Yeah.
Has your cat found a like spot in the house? Is there a sill?
No.
Is there a beam of sunlight that comes through?
No, my shit's all over the place.
Okay.
My stuff. Sorry, excuse me. My stuff is all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a family show.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So I didn't want to curse.
We're actually don't podcast this show. I know we describe it as a podcast. We take the recording and play it on the speaker system at a theater in Branson.
Okay.
So
a lot of brunch matinees.
Branson,
if you have either any down home humor or any corn pone humor, we would really appreciate it.
Well, no, it's Branson is the wet spot of Missouri.
Oh, Missouri's wet spot.
Missouri's wet spot. Yeah.
But is there a potential for a sunbeam to come in the house that the cat can lay in?
Yeah, there are two big windows. That was a concern for me too. Yeah.
Sure.
So he's going to be good.
Oh, good.
Going to need some beams.
He needs some beams.
I'm so glad there's a beam in here.
My dog voice is the same for every dog.
Oh, yeah?
Which is a, hello. Well, we're going to go. It's like a very, breathy old man. Like, okay. Like a bumbling.
Yeah.
But my dogs are little girls. My dogs are girls and they're little.
Hello, I'm a little girl. Oh, I am 16 going on 17.
Sounds like an old British man who still wears his explorer outfit everywhere.
Oh, yes. At my sweet 16, my father and I danced to Butterfly Kisses. Oh. Felt like a woman.
There's a line in Butterfly Kisses that... This is what's sticking in my craw. Sorry. Here's my jag.
The crawdaddy hour.
Yeah. There's a line in Butterfly Kisses, and every time I'm like at a wedding or something and Butterfly Kisses comes on, this like I have to sit around and think about this for 20 minutes, is... You know, butterfly kisses every day. And then the dad goes, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something right. What? It implies so much darkness. Like, what's the dad's life been like to where he's singing about his past, where he's made all these mistakes?
That song, the drink in the stabbing.
Yeah. That song was sponsored by Clearly Canadian. It's like a big crossover thing.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Canada Club.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly Canadian is the
sparkling water.
Precursor to La Croix.
Right.
Well, I'll have you guys know that Clearly Canadian was a sweetened beverage.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not a pure
La Croix.
It's not a pure seltzer.
Yeah.
No, it's not. By no means is it. Neither is New York seltzer, for that matter. Another popular 1980s soda beverage that's back.
And better than ever?
It's about the same.
Okay. Yeah. That'd be nice, a Clearly Canadian and Canada Club. That sounds like a nice cocktail.
Yeah.
Anyway. I guess there's probably some Canadian.
Served in a toque?
Yeah, right. What's the name of their prime minister that's so dreamy?
Justin Trudeau?
Yeah.
Trudeau?
Yeah,
Trudeau.
Call it a Trudeau or something.
Gary Trudeau.
Gary Trudeau, yeah. Their prime minister is just a hat that floats.
It's just a joke you don't get.
Right, and they're still doing, I guess.
Yes, Jesus Christ. Newspaper comic strips, what the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Aaron, and we host Throwing Shade, a political comedy podcast that's somehow horribly offensive and socially conscious.
If you want to know what it sounds like if the news drank straight vodka, check us out on Thursdays on Max Fun.
And we're the first Max Fun podcast to be turned into a TV show, so check that out January 17th on TV Land.
Throwing Shade. Politics. Pop culture. Wigs for days.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Janine Brito, calf queen.
Because that's because you're caffeinated or because you have mighty leg muscles?
Both.
Cool.
Or because you're a baby cow. Hey, Jordan, Jesse, Go. We got a sponsor on this week's program. Jordan, Jesse, Go brought to you this week in part by Warby Parker, a new concept in eyewear.
They're prescription glasses. They start at $95, including lenses, and they offer both glasses and sunglasses.
It's a great opportunity. At that price, I say buy a dozen.
Sure.
Get yourself a dozen, and that way you got one for each day of the week and an extra five.
You go to warbyparker.com/JJGO. You get to order your free home try-ons. You choose five frames. You try them on. Mail the frames back. Choose your favorite pair to have your prescription added and order. It's completely risk-free with free shipping all around. Visit warbyparker.com/JJGO. And begin that home try-on experience.
Janine Brito's wearing Warby Parker
right now.
Looking great.
She looks stunning.
Mm-hmm. I got 12. I'm now the Diana Ross of glasses. I just costume change in the middle of every day.
Yeah.
Just a brand new look.
I like that.
Sure.
That's fun.
You're getting ready for your residency in Vegas.
Yes.
And when I say share that shit, I mean C-H-E-R that shit.
Right.
I pronounce it chair.
Oh.
Chair that cheat. That would be more of a charo that cheat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, warbyparker.com/JJGO. Sunglasses, eyeglasses, prescription, non-prescription, all of them available to you at a very reasonable price. I also want to mention, you know, Jordan, it's the holiday season.
I've heard that.
A lot of people are looking for great gifts.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where to get them.
Well, it just so happens that you can go to putthisonshop.com for some hot holiday gifts. Everything that we sell on sale online at putthisonshop.com, men's accessories. Janine is a noted dandy herself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's I know few women who wear tailored clothes with such elan as Janine Brito. It's the charming Janine Brito. I'm surprised anytime I see her outside of a necktie.
I went casual today.
Yeah. Well, we have on matching shirts.
Oh, we do.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, everything from men's accessories that are new that we handmake here in the United States to lots of cool vintage stuff that are not just for dudes, but for anyone. Lots of really like special, cool things. I'm a big believer in if you're going to give a gift, it should be something special and cool and not just something you got at Target or whatever. No offense to Target. Target's fine, I guess. But you know what I mean. Put this on shop.com and you can use the code FULLSHORT for free shipping. Also, we are going to be a very, very fun day in Chicago in February.
That's right.
February 11th, along with The Flophouse, Tights and Fights, Judge John Hodgman, Stop Podcasting Yourself.
We got Ono, Ross, and Carrie in there?
Ono, Ross, and Carrie. We're going to have a stand-up comedy show. Graham's going to do some stand-up comedy. Graham Clark. Maybe Jordan's going to get up there and give us a little coked out Michael Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That thing that sometimes goes over poorly. Yeah.
Hey, this
Will
whole
you
thing,
love it or hate it?
This whole festival is an exercise in that thing that sometimes goes over poorly. we actually have already sold out the entire VIP balcony. There are a couple of what do you call those? Opera boxes left. Mm-hmm. You can buy an opera box for you and your friends.
Ooh,
and you
la.
Get...
little binoculars to watch the show, too?
You can bring them, yes.
Okay.
They won't be
they're
provided
not,
for
they're
you.
They're not prohibited.
No. No. Okay. I recommend going to warbyparker.com/opera glasses. Yeah. But there's still general admission tickets left, and it's going to be so cool.
We're not far away from that, right? A guy fucking going to an Arcade Fire concert with some opera glasses?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it's happened.
Yeah.
MaximumFun.org/very, very fun day for information on that. And Max FunCon tickets are on sale now at MaxFunCon.com. Often those sell out before the new year. So get going if you want to come to Max FunCon or Max FunCon East in the Poconos. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go. It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Janine Brito, calf queen, still.
You don't need a new nickname.
You
don't need a new nickname.
You bailed on it.
I know. Well, I was trying to think of a cow thing and I couldn't. And,
the mistress of moo?
Yeah, I think it's because I'm lactose intolerant. I couldn't pull it together.
Yeah.
You got gunked up.
You would probably just give yourself diarrhea by even thinking
even
of
mentioning
a, even
it.
Mentioning
yeah.
A dairy product.
And sorry, I didn't understand that.
I didn't want that kind of wet spot.
No, that is
none of us do.
That is one of the worst wet
spots.
Jordan, you go home to Mission Viejo for Thanksgiving this year?
I did. Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach.
Actually, is where Mom and Brad live. We had a lot of fun. I had a lot of little step nieces and nephews around.
Oh, yeah.
Full house, a lot of energy, a lot of fun. We took the kids.
The series or your visit?
The what?
The Netflix series Full House?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, we basically just binge-watched Full House. We didn't speak to each other.
Uh-huh.
So we took the kiddos. We ate. We had to eat a little bit early. My sister had two. She's married. So it's a two Thanksgiving situation.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. She's trying to cover all the bases?
She's covering all the bases.
Got to alternate, my friend.
Yeah. I think, you know, they've been married
like
only a couple of years.
Yeah.
I think, you know, maybe
eventually
they'll
give up.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll just try and reenact the hit film Four Christmases.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Reese Witherspoon. I think.
And Vince
Vaughn? I forgot that was a movie.
I've only read one screenwriting book, and it was very interesting, but I rolled my eyes all the way through just because the author kept referring to Four Christmases as the perfect screenplay. Like, that was what he held up. I've never seen the movie. Maybe, perhaps, it's a, you know, perfect little puzzle box. I bet it's not.
I bet it's
a bad rom-com that they shot in 2 months. But yeah, for some reason, I will always remember that movie just because I was reading this book and like I'm like, oh, this is interesting. This is interesting. He's mentioning Four Christmases again? What? Anyway, I feel like I probably just have to watch it at some point. Anyway. But yeah, so we kind of ate early. We took the kiddos down to the beach. They're all in their nice clothes, little shirts. Little shirts tucked into slacks.
Sort of like Mitt Romney.
Yeah, the bunch of little Mitt Romneys running around.
Little Mitt bits.
Yeah, little Mitt bits.
You see Mitt Romney waiting in his dress clothes?
No, I haven't.
It's a great picture that was all over Twitter.
I have not seen this Mitt Romney waiting picture. We're in a golden age of Mitt Romney pictures.
I know. Well, I mean, we're in the new golden age of Dan Quayle pics, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crazy shit going on in the world.
Hopefully,
right now.
Dan Quayle will get on a hoverboard and we'll see some quail fails. Would love to see a quail fail.
Oh, man.
Wait, is that true?
How did that reboot of Arsenio Hall get canceled?
I know.
When Quail Fails was on the table.
You know, he was just a little too early. Was there a Dan Quayle picture going around?
Just Dan Quayle was, you know, over at Trump's house or whatever.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Why was Mitt Romney waiting?
He was with his family on Thanksgiving when he initially, and all of this will probably be out of date by the something will have... Donald Trump will have killed Mitt Romney with his bare hands.
Yeah, we've talked about this on the podcast before, Janine, because we record this a couple days before it comes out, and it's – you want to tiptoe around everything topical because the world will be a totally different kind of hell before the time this comes out. And so there's no – like, should I mention this guy who could be dead or say the N-word at a baseball game? Like, what do you do?
They're poking our buttholes with spears now?
Yeah. Why aren't Jordan and Jesse talking about it?
Why are all these jokes about tiny paper cuts on the balls?
Sure. No one's doing that anymore.
Yeah, there was just a picture of Mitt Romney. Like, in between the first and second Mitt Romney-Donald Trump meetings, Mitt Romney made a tweet that was like, check out how chill I am right now. Like,
wait,
this is
that verbatim?
This is NBD. No,
now, are you thinking of... Now, are you thinking of Mitt Romney, or are you thinking of the tweet where Kenny G tweeted a picture of himself riding a bike with no hands with the caption, my hands are only for playing sax?
I did see that. It's so good.
Oh, it's so good.
I couldn't believe how good that was.
And it was – he apparently has maybe a home in San Diego or something like that.
Mitt Romney?
He's got many homes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew this about Mitt Romney. He's an affluent man.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. And
you would think he could just, I don't know, not work for 4 years instead of humiliating himself publicly. Go on a book tour or something. I don't know.
He is, it's just a shot of him with his kids, and it's like on Thanksgiving tide pooling.
Mm.
And he's just wearing a dress shirt and pants rolled up, and you're just like, wow, he's always that.
Yeah. That's his thing.
Yeah.
His pajamas are just a onesie with a print of slacks and a tucked-in shirt on them. He just zips, he takes off that and just zips it up to his neck.
He's a handsome man, you know.
Looks great. He's got that Mormon clean living on
his
side.
Yep. Very fit. Yep.
Sure.
Hey, I got clean living on my side. I don't look that good.
I think Mormon clean living is not just no drugs and alcohol, but I think you're not. There's a lot of stuff.
You think it's my moral corruption?
Yes, I do. I think it's all the lying you do that's poisoned your body. No, I mean, I think we were talking about this at work today. Like, we went down a weird little rabbit hole at work today of Mormon parody songs. It's as great as you think it is.
Wait, this is parody songs by and for Mormons?
Yes, exactly. God, I wish I could remember one.
Of pop songs.
Yeah, you know, Opa Mormon style.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's about how clever they are.
Wow.
But yeah, everybody in them is a horrible, just a Dorcas Malorcas.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
But they all look great. They all look amazing.
Yeah. I dated a Mormon girl for a little bit, and great looking family all around.
Oh, I bet.
Just beautiful people.
I bet.
Yeah.
But maybe a little boring to eat at the house?
No, they were fun. I went to a wedding. Not the wedding itself. I wasn't allowed to go.
Oh, right.
But
sure.
The reception, and it was weird that there was no, like, not only just not alcohol, but no coffee.
Yeah.
First of all.
Sure.
No tea, none of that. The big thing was sherbet punch.
Oh,
a big bowl of sherbet punch.
That's pretty good, though.
It was tasty, and they actually got drunk on sherbet punch. Like, there was behavior at the reception reminiscent of people being, like, they had ribbon twirlers, and just, like, there's a lot of ribbon twirler butt slapping.
Oh,
and,
boy. Like,
just
that
getting a little wild.
Saucy.
Getting a little wild and saucy.
Wow.
That sugar.
That's so funny. So everyone just got their own ribbon?
Yeah, you just got a ribbon on a stick at the end after a little dancing. Stiffest cha-cha slide I've ever seen, by the way.
Wow.
Just so stiff and uncoordinated. And then, towards the end, people went crazy with those ribbon dancing.
Because they were all ganked up on sherbet.
Yep.
Or sorbet.
No, sherbet. They got the dairy in there.
Oh, yeah?
They're living it up.
Yeah,
you know it.
I went.
He's graying with a lot of dignity to Mitt Romney.
He's a really handsome
really
guy.
Really handsome guy.
I went to a cabin for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Invited my mom, and it was a success.
Mm-hmm.
I had this. My cabin is like, I could not afford to buy a cabin in a place with a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So my cabin is about 2 hours past the grocery store.
What?
Like, there's, like, a store about 40 minutes, 35, 40 minutes.
That's still far too long.
That's, like, a store where you could get, like, a bottle of oil for $5 or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A place that knows it's the only store.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. They're very nice.
How far away are you from the nearest wet spot?
Dude, the whole town is a wet
spot. Oh, shit, dog.
That's why there are no stores. They can't support the foundation. It's too soggy. Come on, that wet spot.
Yeah. And I had a great idea, which is I have Amazon Fresh delivery service,
mm-hmm.
Which is where they will bring, in certain cities, Amazon will bring groceries to your house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, in many ways, a blessing, especially when we had babies and stuff. You just can't get to the grocery store. It's like, fine, I'm just going to order groceries on the internet. And I had this idea, you know, normally what we do is stop at the grocery store that's 2 hours up the road. But with dogs and children in the car, that is tough.
Yeah.
And so I thought, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to order, I'm just going to make a meal plan for the weekend. And I'm going to order all the food on Amazon Fresh ahead of time. And then I'm just going to put the bags that it comes in into my car. You know, because they come with, like, whatever, blocks of dry ice.
Yeah.
And, you know. So I'm just going to drive all that up there. And it worked great. I like, made a meal plan, figured out all the ingredients, got the recipes together, like, the whole nine yards. Filled out all the, you know, got all the stuff on the website. Gave them all my money. Got to the cabin, and I'm unpacking. I'm putting away your cornmeal for your cornbread stuffing and your cranberry, your frozen cranberries for your cranberry sauce. And guys, there was one item missing from my order. Can you guess what it might have been?
on the edge of my seat.
Don't say it was the onion straws for the green beans.
It was the onion straws for the green bean casserole. How am I supposed to make?
Was it there actually? Was no, did I guess it?
There you, was
I
no think, fucking turkey.
Oh.
I thought that's where right, you
that's
were
what
going.
I thought,
so I was doing a
yeah,
one that was.
Yeah, you were
was,
doing a misdirect.
I was doing
and
an
I
old.
And I thought, yeah.
It's Wednesday night.
I think
night
we're all on the same page
yeah, yeah,
now.
Yeah.
I'm 2 hours from mm-hmm. a grocery store. Mm-hmm. No fucking turkey.
Hey, Amazon, we can't eat all the. We can't eat every episode of Transparent.
We don't have every episode of Transparent, Jordan. There's no internet there.
Oh,
I couldn't
boy.
Even order a turkey to be returned to me. No deliveries there.
Well.
There was a frozen steak in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
One steak. So I thawed that and cut it in 3 pieces. My kids didn't care. Because they don't know what Thanksgiving is. They're too young. Mm-hmm. But I cut that in 3 pieces, one for me, one for my wife, Teresa, one for my mom. Like, we each got 2 ounces of steak.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, we just ate extra cranberry sauce. When I finally, like, there's places in the town where you get cell reception. So if you go for a hike, sometimes while you're hiking, you'll get all your text messages from
all
the last 24 hours at once.
Yeah.
And that happened, and I got a text message of a voicemail I had received from Amazon over the weekend. This was like on Sunday I got this text message. And it said like, "Hi, this is Frank calling from Amazon. I'm just calling to make sure that you got your turkey." That was it.
Frank
and
from Amazon.
Number one, Frank didn't leave me a number to call back.
Oh, God.
Number two, when you say you're just calling to make sure I got my turkey, you're calling because you know I didn't get my turkey?
So did you return home to a late-delivered turkey that had just been rotting on your porch?
No, there was no turkey.
Oh, not at all. That's yeah. what I thought the call was about. I thought the call was going to be like, oh, we realized we fucked up and we rushed to deliver it and we wanted to make sure you got it.
But... So I called back the number, mm-hmm. and they did not leave a voicemail number. So I called back the number on my caller mm-hmm. ID and went through a giant phone tree to get to a person. And the man who answered... Like the Amazon Fresh helper person.
Uh-huh.
So first I talked to 3 Filipinos, mm-hmm. a series of Filipinos to get to the Amazon Fresh person.
The Russian doll of Filipinos to get
exactly
to the Amazon.
A classic Filipino 800 number customer service nesting doll uh-huh. situation. And I finally got to the guy, and the guy was clearly like, you know, Amazon will do anything to avoid having to help you directly. Like, their whole customer service infrastructure is built around heading you off at the pass. Like, there's no phone number listed on their website. There's no, you know.
And they just hope you'll forget, get frustrated, and just started watching episodes of Transparent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or The Tick, starring Peter Serafinowicz. And
lots of great originals. They're on Prime.
I finally, like, should we plug some more of their shows?
I don't know.
I'm really happy with them right now.
Sure. Let's see. I watched a couple episodes of The Man on the High Castle and I got bored.
Yeah.
That's
Transparent's really good.
Hey, ain't it?
It's really an excellent show. It really gets you through the fact that all those people on that show are such monsters. how do they make it? Jesus Christ, what a group of terrible people.
Hey, guys, if you got Amazon Prime, now's a great time to rewatch Inside Llewyn Davis.
There you go.
It's a real treat.
Yeah.
It holds up.
Yeah.
An underappreciated Coen Brothers movie with a great performance from Oscar Isaac.
I finally got to a
when
guy.
When he sucks his own dick in that movie.
Yeah.
When Oscar Isaac, Poe Dameron himself, goes to town in the East Village. Anyway.
I finally got to a guy, and it was clearly like the person. It's like, you know, when you get to a customer service person who's the person who can help you, like the real customer service person,
who
like
has
the
some
other
power.
People have been reading sure. from a weird script, and this is the person where it's like their job to fix things for
yeah.
you. I finally got to this guy. It was just a dude, and he sort of talked like this. He's like, "Okay, tell me about your situation." And I'm like, it was real slow and sort of rumbly.
Is it Sam Elliott, do you think?
Yeah. And, I said, look, here's the deal. You fucking ruined Thanksgiving. Like, I got to Thanksgiving and had no turkey to offer to my family, and I was cooking. And I don't think I have ever heard, he understood and appreciated my concerns so deeply and had so little to offer me.
Oh, I was about to ask if you own Amazon now. That was right.
Yeah, and she's now Jeff Bezos.
Now you just get this.
He goes, well, the situation is that we had an insufficient number of turkeys. And very sorry about that. And I'm going, I ordered this turkey 2 weeks ago so that I would know that I can... Yeah, sir, it must have been a very difficult Thanksgiving for you. I'll tell you what I've been authorized to do.
One mustache ride. I'm Sam Elliott.
It's me, Sam Elliott, and you could go on as many mustache rides as you want.
He was like, bro, by this point in our conversation, this man is like having an emotional collapse. Like, he is more upset
about this. Sure, yeah.
He says, he said, yeah, I understand that you went ahead and ordered that turkey early so that you wouldn't have to worry about a situation just like this. And sorry that, well, listen, what I can do for you is, I'm going to put a $30 gift certificate.
Oh boy.
On your Amazon account. And, well, geez, I'm real sorry.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
$30. He's like, I know it might not be much consolation, but, sir, you have not been charged for the turkey.
Oh boy.
Do you think Sam Elliott is powerful enough to narrate mustache rides as he's giving them?
Oh, boy.
Do you think he can go to town and throw his voice so that while you're enjoying that incredible journey, you get the voiceover accompaniment?
You have a truly beautiful clitoris. I've seen a lot of clitorises in my time.
Ginny, was your Thanksgiving okay?
I was taken in by some friends. Mm-hmm. My friend Zara Norbash, very funny Muslim comedian, and her husband Duncan. And we did two Thanksgivings. So the first half was Duncan's family, and the second half was Zara's family. And Persian Thanksgiving had 5 different sauces.
Whoa!
So I was in heaven. Food is a vehicle for sauce. And
sure.
I was like, woo! It was gravy, classic gravy.
That's more sauces than you're getting with an app platter at TGI Fridays.
Yeah. It was so good. There were,
now, were
like
these pouring or dipping sauces?
Pouring.
Right.
Pouring sauces. A few chutneys.
Were there any porn sauces?
How are you going to want to go to the wet spot for that?
That was the spot. Maybe that's what they mean. At the strip club, just that they have a lot of nice sauces available.
Oh.
I should hope.
Blue cheese.
Sure.
A
barbecue,
nice tahini.
Honey mustard. Yeah. So, okay, you're getting 5 sauces.
5 sauces.
For pouring. God, I am with you, man. Good. When I have a sauce variety, I'm like, this meal is a success.
Yeah.
Well, what's
fantastic.
Nice about going to a friend's Thanksgiving that comes from a non-European cultural tradition or even a recently immigrated European cultural tradition is that you often get a set of traditional Thanksgiving foods with a second set of culturally specific Thanksgiving foods. I went to a Filipino Thanksgiving. It was full of amazing foods. You have a full Thanksgiving dinner plus a second full Filipino Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what you want.
Well, guys, sounds like Thanksgiving was great for everybody but Jesse. The man who had to deal with him on the Amazon customer support line. But hey, sounds like you... Listen, memorable...
Jordan, I'm going
to... It's me, Sam Elliott.
I'm going to go ahead and give you a $30... gift certificate. That's Jordan. That's what I can do for you. I can.
And if
Give you $30.
You haven't already. Yeah. Check out some episodes of Transparent. It's a really lovely show.
If you want to get your puss up on my mustache, go ahead.
Plop it down there. Oh, hang on to them hats and glasses.
I'm going to.
Here's the wildest ride in the universe.
I'm going to go ahead and waive the customary 5 cent fee.
Just ignore my t-shirt.
Okay, we'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go.
Are you in need of a shakeup? Max FunCon is our annual comedy and creativity festival, and it changes lives. Max FunCon West returns to Lake Arrowhead next June, and Max FunCon East is back in the Poconos next September. Tickets for both are on sale right now, and they will sell out. Visit MaxFunCon.com to buy your tickets today. We can't wait to see you there. La, la, la,
la, la, la. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, the Bloody Crow of Kanehurst.
I'm Janine Brito, Saucy Turkey.
I'm sorry, what was your nickname, Jordan?
I'm still slipping in Bloodborne references.
Got it.
Don't worry about it.
It's a video game you've been playing a lot lately.
I beat it, but yeah.
So you're done playing it?
Done playing it, yeah.
Did you get 100% completion rate?
Nah, I'm not that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not into grinding through. And do you look for Easter eggs?
This one I watched some on. Oh God, this is fucking worse than the coffee conversation. I watched some online videos about Easter eggs, and I there was some stuff that I definitely wanted to do that I did.
Yeah.
So I feel good about it. I consumed the 3 umbilical cords of the Great Ones, so I got to fight the Moon Presence.
Oh,
do you
cool.
want to hear more about it?
That's really cool.
After I defeated Garmin the First Hunter. Anyway. It's a lot of fun.
We have fun on Jordan Jesse Go. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you know, when all is said and done, when they tie that bow on the package,
sure.
What do you got inside? Open it up. Oh, what did I get for Christmas? I got a lot of fun on Jordan Jesse Go.
Sure.
You know what I mean? This show's a good fucking
hearing
time.
From a guy who's defeated the Moon Presence.
Is there any reason for someone who's never heard this show to start listening to this show?
Hey,
no.
Hey, JJ Go, this is Frank. I just wanted to make sure you got that fun. That we sent you.
We sure didn't, Frank. Everything else was here. The fun was not.
I was at my cabin for Sunday fun day, and you can imagine how that went down.
We had to... I had just a slab of cheer in the freezer. I had to cut it 3 pieces and just kind of subside on that.
Yeah. Cheer and sides.
Okay, let's take a call here. When something momentous happens to you, we have you call us at 206-984-4FUN. Let's have our first call.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, and guests. This is Scott in Milwaukee. I just killed, gutted, and skinned.
Pause it. Your bet, Jordan. What did he kill, gut, and skin?
Oh, boy. Well, if he's anything like me, it was the Moon Presence.
We have no way of knowing how many umbilical cords he consumed.
That's true. He has to consume 3 or you can't fight the Moon Presence. Well, I'm a fresh out of ideas. What do you think?
I mean... The thing is like my first thoughts of things that he killed are not things that you would necessarily skin and gut.
Yeah.
Like I would say, oh, he killed a possum. That was my first thought. Mm-hmm. But if you kill a possum, last thing you're going to do is
make a little possum chamois out of it, I guess. But
yeah.
Not a lot you can do with that possum pelt.
Yeah. Nobody really wants that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you gutted it sufficiently and then filled it with sand or something, you could use it as a doorstop.
That's a possibility. Janine, you have any thoughts?
A possibility.
Imagine the possibilities.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what's in Milwaukee, and I realize, I know nothing about Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Well, you know that it comes from the Indian word Milwaukee.
Sure.
So Alice Cooper. So he killed, skinned, and gutted Alice Cooper.
Yeah, I think that's my bet.
Okay, so we've got 3 good guesses.
Yeah.
Let's see what it is.
Let's hear what it is.
I just killed, gutted, and skinned and fully prepared my first squirrel, and I'm going to eat it tomorrow or the next day. And I think I did a pretty good job and pretty proud of my marksmanship. Get them, get them, get them. Bye-bye.
Yeah, kill those creatures.
Yeah. Yeah, boy. I mean, this is absolutely hypocritical of me as a guy who eats meat constantly. But yeah, killing a squirrel seems a little upsetting.
You're chewing on jerky right now.
Oh, yeah. always got a little stew in my mouth.
I would kill a squirrel.
Yeah.
I understand anyone who finds it upsetting, and I'm not judgmental of them, but I would totally kill a squirrel. I would also probably go deer hunting if it didn't seem so boring.
Yeah.
That's my main concern with going deer. Like, I like the idea of eating deer sounds great to me.
Mm-hmm. It's tasty.
It's really good.
But I think I could probably get myself to kill an animal.
Mm-hmm.
But the act of sitting, pouring pee on yourself.
You want to shoot deer in a bucket. That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You want them provided?
That's the thing. Like, I also don't want that.
You want a little bit of a chase
and
challenge.
That seems cruel. Like, if there was, like, a thing where you, like, do a tough mudder, and then at the end of it,
you get to shoot a deer in the head. Point blank range. Like,
there's just a restrained deer.
Or, like, if there was a bunch of fun stuff that you did while you were hunting the deer, besides just calming yourself or drinking beer, which I think are the two things people
do.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, they either find inner peace or alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't drink, and I'm far too far from inner peace. It will certainly never happen. So I think the actual process of doing it, more than the idea of killing an animal, gets in my way.
Mm-hmm.
Janine, you ever killed anything?
No. My grandparents had a farm in Alabama, and I would take animals to the slaughterhouse. So I had a hand in it, but never held blade in my hand and felt flesh beneath it. That's Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. I'd maybe like to, like, punt something that had broken into my home. Like, if there's some sort of vermin that I could,
told you about
that I could, like, just kick really hard.
Have I ever told you about how I have this, like, this, for the last 7 years or however long it's been, I have had a burning desire to place kick my dog, Coco.
Oh, boy.
No.
And I want to be really clear about this. I love my dog, Coco, possibly more than I love my children. In this fantasy that I have, it's when Coco's walking in front of me and she's just about the size of a football.
Mm-hmm.
She's the color of a football. And her butt is right there. Her little dog butt. Her funny little dog butt. And in my fantasy, when I kick her, first of all, it does not hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, when she's shooting through the air, instead of what would happen, which is she would scream from terror and disorientation, confusion.
Just a perfect spiral.
She would be sort of like she maybe would have like a bullet hat on, or she would just pin her ears and her legs back. And she would just be like the wind would be going through her scruffs. And she would just be flying like as though she was born to do it. Like she was Astro Boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That sounds fun.
It does sound fun. And I picture her now landing in an end zone and then jogging like she is both the football and the receiver.
Yeah.
There's a little touchdown dance.
Yeah.
And she does the icky shuffle. Yeah, you got it. Okay, let's take another call.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Jesse. Hi, guest. I'm calling with a momentous occasion that might also be a little bit of a moment of shame. A few weeks ago, I started having some trouble with my hand. One of my fingers was swelling up super bad and was getting kind of red. And there was like this weird little rash thing. And after a little while, it started spreading to my other fingers and my whole hand. I finally went to the doctor and they sent me to the emergency room because they thought I had a blood infection. And I spent about 30 hours in the hospital getting blood tests and IV antibiotics and all that stuff. And then the hand surgeon came in, and I thought that he was just going to chop off the whole hand. But he looked at it for about 10 seconds and said, oh, you have hand herpes. So that is my shameful next occasion. I have hand herpes. Bye.
Wow. I didn't know that was a thing.
Nor I.
Hand herpes.
I had a really similar situation. Mm-hmm. I had hair growing on my palm. Mm. Hand herpes.
Hand herpes. Well.
Well, God if it's bless possible you, there, then everywhere, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Butt herpes?
Oh, for sure, butt herpes.
You can,
oh, for
yeah.
sure.
What about? Yeah.
Like, who doesn't have butt herpes?
I mean, everybody.
What kind of nerd?
Yeah.
Come on.
Can I get herpes from F and the AP?
Armpit. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it means
a thing. Little dick deodorant?
Yeah. little dicky D.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's. I mean, I don't know if she stated a sexual preference,
mm-hmm.
but do you think it was
romantic?
For I was some from just she gave the wrong HJ, or I guess the wrong FB too.
Yeah, it's a good point. Or FB, the wrong MR mustache, right?
The wrong mustache. Yeah, yeah. Are you suggesting that Sam Elliott's mustache is anything but pristine?
Oh, man. Sam Elliott's mustache just has a continuous penicillin drip.
Yeah, it's got to. Which do you think is the more dangerous mustache ride to take, Sam Elliott or Tom Selleck?
Oh, Tom Selleck for sure.
Oh, you seemed really convinced.
Those little Magnum PI short shorts. He got so much action from those games.
Yeah.
Sam Elliott's a former People Magazine Sexiest Man of the Year.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure Tom Selleck is too.
Mm-hmm. I am with Eugene on this. I think it's Selleck. I think Selleck's the more dangerous stash ride.
Have you guys seen Thomas Hayden Church's mustache on the HBO series Divorce?
No. Wow.
I love it.
Something else, huh?
I am in romantic love with Thomas Hayden Church's mustache on the HBO series Divorce. A lot of great things about that show. It's a real funny show, a real good show. Another thing I'm romantically in love with is it's that show's creator, Sharon Horgan. Mm-hmm. But more than that, I would say Thomas Hayden Church's mustache.
Mm.
Which is truly stunning. Truly stunning.
You would run through it while Sam Elliott narrated.
Oh, God, yes. If I could lube up with a little penicillin first.
Sure, yeah, you want to protect yourself.
Okay, if something momentous happens to you, 206-984-4FUN is the number to call. 206-984-4FUN. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Janine Brito, Sam Elliott's mustache.
What a joy it's been to have you on the program. Janine
Thank
Brito.
You, guys.
It's been a lot of fun.
You've been a joy.
This is just empty flattery. You should know that.
Oh, thanks.
Janine, it's been a blast.
I know.
Sincerely.
You guys have been great.
Sincerely.
Janine Brito, people can follow you on Twitter, right? At Janine Brito?
That is correct.
That's a fun follow. That is a fun follow.
Thank you.
Janine.
Yep. Brito.
You got it. Do you like how I just congratulated you on knowing how to spell your name? @Janine Brito. You got a comedy show here in Los Angeles, right?
I do. Dave Thomason and I run a show at the UCB Inner Sanctum every first and third Monday at 8:30. It's free and it's a blast. It's a lot of fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun to me. You got any road dates coming up?
I do. I'm going to be in San Francisco on December 9th at El Rio Bar in the Mission for
El Rio?
Millennials Ruin Everything.
El Rio?
El Rio.
Like 3 blocks from where I grew up.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I'm going to be there.
What's the premise of Millennials Ruin Everything?
It is hosted by two delightful young SF millennial comedians.
God damn.
Two and Dominique, who's last? Dominique Gellin. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be super fun.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, we all know what's going to be fun.
Yes.
Yeah. We got your very, very fun day in Chicago.
Yeah.
Got your Max FunCon on the West and East Coasts.
Mm-hmm.
You got your Janine Brito at Janine Brito. You got your warbyparker.com/JJGo.
Sure, yeah.
You got using the code FULLCHORT for free shipping on putthisonshop.com?
Yeah. And, yeah, don't drink too much coffee before you go to bed, and even if you have a little headache.
I usually like to have a nice cafe con leche.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And possibly a my wife, when we were in college, lived in Cuba for a time. And the biggest news that she brought home from Cuba, besides, you know, a list of various things that are both surprisingly wonderful there and surprisingly oppressed there.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real mixed bag.
Yes.
Is that you can't say papaya there because it means pussy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called a fruta bomba.
Ah,
which also sounds like should be pussy.
Yeah, I know, right? What do I say if I want fruit? What do I say if I'm inquiring about a pussy?
But, I mean, you could hardly ask for a better fruit name than Fruta Bomba.
No.
Yeah.
Hardly ask for a better pussy name. A woman was like, ooh, girl, that fruta is bomba.
Fruta bomba.
Yeah. Woo. Okay. Our producer, Sonny D, Brian Fernandez, hashtag it JJ Go on Twitter. We always appreciate it when people are talking about the Jordan Jesse Go on Twitter. You know, I don't know if you saw this, but a listener named Ernesto made a video where he took the audio of us talking about how Jordan Jesse Go is a medicine you take to coat the ball of terror that sits in the pit of your stomach in contemporary America. And he spliced it into a Pepto-Bismol advertisement.
Very, very specific viral video.
Yeah. Well, I mean, have we ever done anything that anyone likes? No.
Nah.
We got our 10 people.
Sure.
You know, Moth Reaper likes it.
Yeah, get out there on Twitter. Chat about the show. It's fun.
MaximumFun.reddit.com. There is always a lively discussion there. And, of course, you can join the Maximum Fun group on Facebook, where there is also always a lively discussion. Thank you very much.
No one said there wasn't. No one says there wasn't.
You're welcome,
Jordan. No one said there wasn't.
Thank you. A lively discussion.
No one said there wasn't.
A lively discussion in the Facebook group. Can I say one last thing before we go?
Yeah.
I just want to say.
She's having a little stretch.
I just want to say that I have, in the last couple of weeks, listened to several episodes of The Flophouse, our sister show here in MaximumFun.org, in which Stuart Wellington, Dan McCoy, and Elliot Kalin get together and watch a bad movie and then make a laughs about it. And I just wanted to say, if you haven't listened to that show, you really should.
Yeah.
It's not new to me, but it's just one of those, that show and Stop Podcasting Yourself the last couple of weeks have just been a real comfort to me. I just laughed my butt off listening to those shows, and I'm just so grateful for it. And I'm so grateful for every show at Maximum Fun, but those are just two that have been on my mind lately.
Sure.
And have just really been there for me.
My typical, way with podcasts is to binge and then cast aside. Cast aside. You know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. You take a little break. You come back to it. Not that Flophouse. It's stayed on the roll since I discovered it. It is a funny show. Those are three of the funniest guys.
Yeah. So check out that show. And I'm really looking forward to seeing them in Chicago. A very, very fun day as well. But whether or not you're in Chicago, check out their show because it is real funny. Okay. That's it. Thanks to Sonny D. We'll be back next week on Jordan Jesse Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.